You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Wildfires have been in the news over the past few weeks. There was a tragic fire in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where 14 people lost their lives. Wildfires in Texas were to blame for two deaths, and other wildfires have occurred in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. And Red River Radio listeners should remember the wildfires that burned parts of East Texas, Southwest Arkansas, and Louisiana 2 years ago. With that in mind, recent budget cuts to Louisiana's Department of Agriculture could impact wildfire fighting resources. As it stands now, the department is short-staffed and only has 53 two-man firefighting teams to handle wildfires in the entire state. And Louisiana Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain has his concerns.
We are the primary firefighters of the entire state. You can't call your volunteer fire department or your professionally paid fire departments out to fight wildland fires, because we have the, you know, we're the, pretty much the sole source for that, because we have the specialized equipment. You know, these large bulldozers with environmental cabs that specific blades on the front and plows on the back, transports, and of course we have a dozen aircraft that do fire patrols every day. Instead of using fire towers, we use aircraft. Instead of employing 100 people in fire towers, you know, we have actually 8 pilots that are in the air during fire times, surveilling for fire and working with our fire crews.
Commissioner Strain explained that while the Agriculture Department gets financial support from generated fees, it also depends on federal and state funding. However, recent outcomes of Louisiana's last special session, which have lawmakers eyeing ways to reduce the state budget deficit, will definitely impact the Agriculture Department's firefighting resources.
There's a move now to take from our dedicated funds. In other words, firefighting equipment is bought by 8 cents an acre. That is a fee that is paid an assessment by landowners. That raises about $900,000 a year, and that is for equipment purchase and maintenance specifically for firefighting. And there's a move now to take portion of that money every year to pay down state general debt, as well as the other funds that fund the agency. So in addition to budget cuts and state general fund, now they're trying to take our fees and our dedicated funds and our assessments that run the other part of the agency.
On average, each year, the Department of Agriculture fights about 1,500 wildfires. However, there have been some years where that number was much higher. With budget cuts looming and a shortage of firefighting crews, can the Department of Agriculture meet the demands of wildfires in the coming years ahead?
So when you think about it, when you across the state, if you're fighting 20 to 30 fires simultaneously across the state, it takes, you know, every person that we've gotten, especially we have these large fires. So we are concerned. And, you know, our message is that you cannot cut any more firefighters. And the fact is that the monies for the maintenance and for the purchase of equipment, you can't take that either.
That was the Commissioner of Louisiana's Agriculture Department, Mike Strain. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.